Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to celebrate the Lordship and Majesty of Jesus. Sunday, this past Sunday, was the celebration of the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. It's a title that expresses an actual reality. And it's worth taking time to contemplate that fact together. But before I do, I just want to mention, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program earlier this week, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. Programs are archived there. Best way to access them is simply to download the Renewal Ministries app. All of our programs, our YouTube videos, which have been, I think, a help to a lot of people, but just information about what we're doing. There's a lot we're producing these days at Renewal Ministries that are just meant to help strengthen each one of us, all of our friends, all those who listen, all those who tune in, to walk through these difficult times with grace and dignity, and to be able to draw strength, the strength that's in the Lord, the same strength that strengthened all the saints and the apostles. That strength is there for us. And it's in the Word of God. It's in the sacraments of the church. It's in the community and mission of the church. It's in the saints, the communion of saints that we're united to. There's just so much there. As we think and talk about, as we imagine through the help of the Holy Spirit, the reality of Jesus' ruling and his total kingship, around him are millions and millions, maybe billions of angels, mighty, mighty creatures in their own right, who are absolutely captivated and fascinated by Jesus and who he is. And God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in their glorious unity, and the amazement what they experience when they gaze on the fact that human flesh in the person of Jesus has entered into the Godhead, is participated, as you know, the way the apostles talk about it, that we become partakers of the divine nature. We're not God. There's only God is God for all eternity. We remain creatures, but we're participating in sharing in a magnificent way, and an entirely unique way, in the glory of God forever, the most fulfilling, satisfying reality. It's beyond human words. It's hard to even describe the glory that's there, but the Holy Spirit does help us. If we seek the Lord, if we ask for the Holy Spirit's help, and the Holy Spirit will make God's word come alive in us and gives us conviction, and it becomes an experiential, a living reality. And it's the kind of thing that changes us, animates us, strengthens us. It's the kind of power that's manifested in the saints that we remember. Saint Cecilia, I think we're celebrating this week, just martyrs who were the seed of the church that helped convert Rome, just ordinary people who were radically and extraordinarily, by God's grace, in love with the Lord, and by his grace, begin to live heroic virtue. And their lives, they start living in another kingdom here. They're living in the kingdom here now already. And the priorities of life that the Lord wants us to live begin to emerge in their mind and in their hearts. The security and confidence and favor that Jesus experienced, that he described, the love of the Father that was for him, and how much he fed on the Father's attention and favor toward him, and the desire that he had in his heart to obey every word that came from the Father's mouth. That kind of reality starts to happen in us. It happened in the saints, and they were able to walk in obedience to Jesus just like he walked in obedience to the Father, that he humbled himself, became obedient even unto death, death on a cross. That's what the saints get drawn into. And the transformation of their mind gets renewed, because they're able, by God's grace, to see and to experience at some level the reality of the new creation that Jesus has brought about, the new reality. And they begin to see, wow, yeah, the world is fallen, and there's a dimension of this world that's going to pass away, and it's loud and it's noisy, and it dominates the horizon of so many minds and hearts, but it's nothing compared to the kingdom of God. It's going to pass away. It's small, it acts large and big and overpowering, but it's not. It cannot conquer, it cannot overpower those who are united to the King and the kingdom that he's begun to establish. And so the saints go to their death, just like Jesus went to his death. They go to their death in obedience. And Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That's what the saints did too. And some of the saints, you know, forgave those who were there to take their lives, you know. They forgave them. And many of the saints died with gratitude and joy. And it completely dumbfounded those who were still clinging to the world so powerfully. They're willing to do anything to fulfill their position, to have a secure place, to be on what looks like the right side of history and all that kind of thing. The saints were completely free of that. That's what St. Francis, when he, I love the little phrase I've mentioned over the years, Tim, when he said, describing his early conversion, and he said at a certain point, he left the world. And he literally didn't physically leave the world. He was in the world, and he had a huge impact on those who were in the world. But he was not under the domination and the slavery and the obedience that the world demands. He broke from those powers because he discovered a greater power within himself. There's extraordinary implications to our lives right here, right now, in how we respond to this good news that the church is bringing us and brings us each year, friends, through the Paschal mystery, the rhythm of the life of Jesus, the revelation. We just keep living it over and over again. We keep celebrating it, affirming it, going deeper in it, wanting to embrace it fully. And the saints are out ahead of us. And we can see, we see the Lord in the distance, his majesty and glory, and the saints are radiant and they're running toward him. Their line is straighter, you might say. They come to a point that they're running to that goal, to the King, and we're here and we're moving in that direction, but one step forward, two steps back, a little bit of zigzagging here and there because we're maybe still under habit patterns of sin in our lives, or we're living with fears, or we're dialoguing with the devil too much. We're believing the lies, the strongholds that he's trying to build around us. You know, he's trying to enslave us in, to get us to live by lies instead of living by the superior pleasures of God, as St. Paul describes them, you know, the knowing, the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ in this world, and then believing what Jesus says about us, and stepping into the relationship that he's called us into. The only force on the earth that overcomes the enemy is the church, is the body of Christ. And when we live and believe the way the saints are living and believing, saints, some we can name, many we can't name. We don't know who they are, but they're living it. They're living the first commandment radically, living this, the second commandment, loving their neighbor, living the Great Commission, extending God's love in the world, extending the good news of the kingdom of Jesus in the world. It's so crucial for us in times like this that we're living in, times that are troubling, times that are scary, people living in fear. There's a temptation to kind of hunker down to protect ourselves or to go the other way and just get caught up in the angst and the anger that's in the world, the unrighteous anger that's being displayed, and missing the place of true strength. We feel like we have to take action, got to go do something. Well, yeah, we do, but the action we need to take is the action that flows from our abiding in Christ, our being united to him daily, living out of a relationship that satisfies the human heart, that fills us, that gives us an awareness of who we are, why we're here, where we're going, that gives us a perspective of what's really going on around us. And we can have a kind of a real deep investment of the heart in what's going on in the world around us, but a detachment that allows us to have the right kind of distance and being anchored in the Lord so that we're walking in obedience to him because we're living in this place of union with him and security and confidence. And we follow his lead and how he calls us and how he's equipped each of us and to walk in the assignment that we've received from him as disciples in this world. Everybody's personal assignment is different. First of all, we're children of God. We're maybe married, husbands, wives, we're children, whatever. We have jobs, we have particular talents, Maybe the Lord's led us into a particular mission, expressing and proclaiming the gospel. We each have different assignments, but the fruitfulness that we're called to manifest in an hour like this can only come about in the way that Jesus described it. And he said, if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. Because what I'm doing in building my kingdom and the life I'm producing and what I'm releasing in the world, you cannot do this on your own. Without me, you literally can do nothing that adds to the plan and the purpose and contributes to the fruitful extending of the kingdom of God in the world. He was so explicit about that. And he said that what's needed is for us, as I was saying, to understand that, to see him as he is, to see him as the conqueror and Lord of all of it. He's Lord over everything, and that we need to trust him, come out of anxiety, come out of fear, come out of anger, rage, confusion, that gets stirred up in kind of storms of confusion in a time like the one we're living through. And Jesus said, you can be calm in the storm because I'm calm in the storm. Remember Jesus in the boat when he was sleeping in the midst of a storm? He said, he's in charge of everything. Going back to, we talked about earlier in the week, the story from the book of Revelation, that passage that we received that we meditated on and were given at Mass this past Sunday as we celebrated the kingship of Jesus. Jesus revealed to John that the churches that he was so worried about and anxious about and the leaders over those churches, the Lord that he encountered, the glory of the Lord that he experienced, the holy fear of God that laid hold of him, gave him perspective. And then what he saw in that moment, as he's listening to the Lord shows him, the seven churches are in my hand. The leaders of these churches are in my hand. You are in the palm of my hand. I promised I'm with you. I will be with you always till the end of the age. Nothing will separate us from the love of God, St. Paul reminds us. The love of Christ that's in us. And we know this love because this love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And that's the source of hope. Because that Holy Spirit, if we're paying attention, if we're living from God's word, if we're seeking first the kingdom, and we're yielding to the help of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of the saints, teaching the church, what the Holy Spirit will do will give us conviction. The Holy Spirit that's been poured into our hearts gives us conviction that we are children of God, that God is our Father, and we don't have to be afraid. But we can entrust our hearts to him like Jesus did, our lives to him like Jesus did. And then we can fulfill out of that place of trust and confidence whatever we're called to do. Whatever hardships we have to face, we'll have a strength. We'll have a capacity enabled by the Holy Spirit to be the light, the hope, you know, the merciful children of God that are living through a time of difficulty like this. Friends, let's embrace it. Let's keep our gaze on our King. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.